Okay, we're on. Daf Lamed Beis at the bottom. Yeah, two lines up from the bottom. The Ein Choischin Es HaPasila. You can't cut a wick on Yom Tov. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said if you do it in with fire, it's okay. So the Gemara's going to ask, it's very strange this. Ma'ishna Basakin, the law. Right, we know that you can't cut a wick with a knife. That's not prohibited. Why? Tikkun Matakin Mana. Because it's Tikkun Mana. That means it's the prohibition of fixing, making a kli. You're not allowed to make a kli on Yom Tov, at least according to... Can't make a kli on Yom Tov. Okay. But Ur Nami, so too, with a fire. How's it going to help you? Kor Matakin Mana is also fixing it, I suppose, if he's using the fire to cut the wicks or so ever. So, says Rabbi Chia, the answer is going to make things clear. Tani Rabbi Chia, says Rabbi Chia, choit chabu'ur, you cut the wick with the use of fire, b'fi shtei neiros, when we've got a wick that is stuck into two candles. Meaning, you have one candle here, one candle there, and you put a big wick in between them. And then you get another fire, you know, you get your lighter out, or you maybe can't do that on Yom Tov, you get your menorah, your Yahrzeit candle, you put it in the middle, and it lights them, so it looks like you're lighting them, and suddenly you go, boom, and you've got two wicks. Right, so you fashioned two wicks by lighting it in the middle.
Why is that?
Because it doesn't look like it looks like you're lighting wicks. It doesn't look like you're fixing it. Right, so he's got a chap. Okay. Tani Rebbe Chia. Oh, we've got a brisa, Rebbe Chia. Choit chabu'ur. Bishdei neiros. Oh, no, I just read that again. Sorry. Amarav nosan v'abo amarav. Okay, we're back to that. We've mentioned this before. Moichatin es a pasila. You can moichatin the pasila on Yom Tov. So the Gemara is going to ask, very good, thank you. My moichatin. What is moichatin? So amarav chanina v'ashlamya. Mishmei de Rav, la'aduye, Rashi says la'aduye means to remove, choishcha, the darkness, the black charcoaly bit on top. We mentioned this before once, basically you can remove the black charcoaly bit from the top of a wick, that's not considered a tikkun kli on Yom Tov, and it's permissible. Tani bar kapara. Bar kapara had a brisa. This is it. Vav devarim nemru basila. There are six halachas said with regards to a wick on Yom Tov. Gimel HaHachmir, three are Machmir, and Gimel HaHokil, and three are lenient. Right, so let's first the Chumras. LaHachmir, Ein Goydlin Oysa. You can't basically braid, twist together your wick, L'Chachil B'Yom Tov, on Yom Tov. That's number one. Number two, Ein Mahavavin Oysa. You can't singe it. But or on Yom Tov to make it light better. And number three, the ain choischin oisav l'shnayim, and you can't cut it in two. That's but with a knife, right? Those are three things that are awesome. Now l'hakel is mema'ach b'yad. You can like soften up your wick with your hand. That okay? I don't know why you would want to do that, but you're allowed to do that. V'shura b'shemen, you can soak your wicks in oil. Supposed to soften them up or to make them more draw more oil maybe. But choitcha, and also you can cut it, but or with the use of fire for feast day neros. With right, like we said before, if it's in you got the big long wick in two neros and you can light it in the middle. End of the brisa of bar kapara. Now, another statement, three lines down we had Rav Nosson bar Abba Amarav, he was the one who said you can be moichatin. So another statement, Amar Rav Nosson bar Abba Amar Rav Asiri. Asiri means the rich Bovel of Bovel, the wealthy people of Bovel, Yordi Gehanam, the going to hell. Haim, they are. Kiha, we're gonna bring a proof to show that they're not so good, these wealthy Babylonians. Right? Shabsai bar Marinus, that's the name. Right, Shabsai, the son of Marinus, Ikla'ah, he visited Lebovel to Bovel, Barminai, who asked from them, the rich Babylonians, Iska, a business deal. A big chesed for people is to basically help them get started off with a company. You know, they're going to get a cut, and he says, "Help me out! I'm new over here. Please give me a bit of a help me out to get started, and I'll give you some money back." Lo yavulei, they didn't give to him. Okay, so he said, right. So now he started to starve. He said, "Mazoni." So fine. He said, "So just give me a bit of food then." Okay, mizan nami lo zainuhu. They didn't even give him any food. Okay, so what did he say? Ama honi me'erav rav. He stated, these are from the Erev Rav, right? They're from, descended from the Egyptians. Ka'osu, they came. Yedechsiv, because it says, I know they're not really Jewish, because it says in the Pasuk, V'noson l'cha rachamim v'richamecha. Right, Hashem will give you rachamim, and he will have rachmonos on you. So it's actually good. The continued, there's a little aleph over here which says there's some people who go, it's the continuation of the Pasuk, yeah, which is kind of good. But so we could just look at, let's look at the Pasuk. You see the Pasuk over here on aleph, right? So you see the Pasuk of aleph, it says just, but it's at the end of the Pasuk. So where we got to, then it says, Vehir Becha, and he will Hashem will increase you, Kesher Nishba La'abu Secha, like he swore, yeah, to your fathers. Right, so it says basically Hashem should give you rachamim, yeah, and will make you great like he swore to your fathers. So now let's look at Rashi. Yeah, it says ka'asher nishba la'avosecha. You see this, right? Rashi, ka'asher nishba la'avosecha. So that Rashi actually is the continuation of the pasuk, right? He just misses out the word v'hir becha, right? So Rashi says mishi yesh lo rachamim, somebody who's got rachamim is mizaru shel avos. He's from the forefathers, right? So you see over there, basically, Hashem will give you the midah of your fathers, will have mercy to you like your fathers who have rachmanos. So if your fathers are Jewish, then you have rachmanos. If not, no. So let's go back to the Gemara. Kol merachem al brios. Anyone who has rachmanos in the brios, be yadua shumi zara shel Avraham Avinu. We know that he's from the zera of Avraham Avinu. B'chol mi. She'enu merachem al brios, and somebody who doesn't have rachmanos on the brios, but you do a she'enu that is not mizera shel Avraham Avinu. He's not from descended from Avraham Avinu. Okay, another statement. Va'amar Rav Nosson, va'abar Amar Rav. Kol hametzapa, somebody who's looking to, right? You see in context al shulchan acherim, on other people's tables. Meaning, he's looking for a free lunch. He's looking for other people to financially help him out. Yeah, he's not independent. He needs help. Yeah, and he's looking to other people. He's looking to his rich, who want to be friends. Yeah, but what's the problem with this is, yeah, yeah. Oilam choishech ba'adoi. It's like the whole world is black. Ba'adoi means kenegdo, opposite him. So basically, all he sees black in front of him. Shneimar is going to bring a proof of this. Noidei, somebody who's wondering, who lechem aye yoda, for the bread, I suppose aye he doesn't know. Right, basically he's looking for bread, or he doesn't. I don't. Yeah. Ki nochon biado. It's so Rashi says nochon means it's mezuman biado yom choishech. He has a black day. So that we see that the person who's trying to depend on other people for support is black for him. Rav Chista Omar, he's saying even more, Af Chayav Einam Chayim, his life is not a life. Torah, right? So, Tana Rabbanan, Gimel Chayayin Einam Chayim. There's three people. Good morning, Moshe Chaim. There's three, we're on Lamed Beis, about half, we're just about two or three lines before the wide lines. Okay. Gimel chayenim einim chayim. The three people who don't have a life. Ve'elu hein, and these are them. So number one is a mitzapel l'shulchan chaveiro. Somebody who's looking to be supported by other people and not getting his own life together. He doesn't have a life. Yeah. A misha ishtri moshela salam. And somebody whose wife is wearing the boots in the house or whatever. She's in charge. It's not good for him. He doesn't feel very manly, and in fact, it's bad. Okay. Now, number three. Misha Yusurin Moshlim Gufoy. Somebody who's subject to Yusurim. So basically, you see the common denominator between these things. He's dependent on something else. You know what I mean? He's not in control, right? So his life's horrible. The Yezhomrim. Some people add on number four to the list. Yeah, Af Misha Ein Loy. Somebody who hasn't got Elecholok Echad. He's only got one garment. He wears the same thing all the time. A little bit stinky, but it's so the problem is, yeah, he's gonna get lice. If he gets lice, then he can't take it off to de-louse or de-lice, how you say it. So he's suffering again. The same thing. It's not nice. Not a nice life. Yeah, it's just constant suffering. Okay, end of bright. So now the Tanakama. Why does Tanakama only list three and not four? With the God, why doesn't he? What does he disagree with the person who's got the lousy garment? Yeah, Efshar Damayin Bamani, because I suppose he could pick them out. But I suppose he can't send them to the dry cleaner, but he could, you know, laboriously, you know, whilst it's on him still, pick out those lice. And so basically, seeing if he's got a solution, therefore his life is still alive. Okay, we'll stop there.